The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
You may have heard a number of stories in recent days and weeks about individuals either on green cards or on short-term academic visas or in other situations like that who found themselves deported out of the US or who found themselves in custody in the US before deportation. And in every instance, there was issues to do with whether or not they were on the right visa or that kind of thing. There's also apparently something of a chilling effect in terms of travel and particularly work-related travel into the US. Reports this week of Australian comedian Alice Fraser cancelling her US book tour. She was set to go to New York to promote her recent book, A Passion for Passion, A Delirious Love Letter to Romance, when her specialist immigration lawyer indicated to her that it might be a bad idea. She's with us this morning. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I am very good. What happened to cause you to abandon the tour?
Well, I was looking into, you know, the logistics of the tour. I have two children and I was going to go over there and sign some books. And I thought, I'm not 100% sure if I can go over on a visa waiver. I have to sort out, all of these logistics. So I called a visa lawyer and I said, she told me all the rundown and it would be quite expensive and so on and so forth. And then I said, just like, it's me being really paranoid. This is a silly question, but, I'm a political satirist. I've made a lot of jokes about a lot of politicians, even Elon Musk before he became political. Would that be an issue? And there was this long pause and she was like, I'm really sorry, but yes, it could be an issue. If you apply for a visa, they could reject you because you have very publicly said things that are critical of the current administration and of people who are prominent in the current administration. And you might want to think about purging your social media. And I was, well, I said, well, I'm not political on my social media, but I say things on podcasts and other people then quote me on their social media. Like if you Google me, there's a lot of jokes out there because I make jokes about whoever's in the news. And by definition, these are people who are in the news. And she said, yeah, it's possible we could spend $3,000 American dollars on a visa application and it could be rejected for that reason.
And her advice was that people should purge their social media lest their phones be checked when they try to get in. Is that it?
Yes, that you can be rejected for any reason at the border. Basically, the people at the border have a lot of discretion. And if they check your phones and if they don't like the look of you, they can turn you around. And one of the things that they will do is check your social media and see if you've said anything critical of the current administration. It's entirely possible that they will turn you around. And I mean, just on that front, it's a 16-hour flight from Australia to New York. I was planning on coming with the baby. The prospect of being turned around and made to do another 16-hour flight was enough.
Yes.
My risk is not high at the moment.
Given what we can hear of how vocal the baby is, even from this distance, 32 hours back-to-back might be challenging.
No, terrible.
So the book tour then, in terms of its impact on you, I assume it is costly because the US market is a huge and influential market and it's going to cost you a few quid if you can't go out and promote the book.
Well, yes. I mean, my podcast listenership is about 40% in the US and I was hoping that the book sales would be similar. You know, we launched in the UK. It's available now in the UK and around the world in Europe as well, and it's going to come out in the US and I was hoping to do as well or better in this market, but it looks like, I don't know, I've got to do it long distance somehow.
Now, the immigration lawyers tend, and particularly US immigration lawyers, that is what they do day in, day out. Did she have any sense, or did you get a sense from her, as to whether or not this has ever been the case, or is this a shift that has happened with the new administration?
So it is always hard to get into the US. They have a very strong sense of themselves with some justification that they are a desirable place to be and that everyone's trying to get there and trying to live there. And so they're always, strict at the border and they're always strict about visas and it's tricky to get a visa. It's very tricky to get a green card. She said it's that it's not so much that there are new laws, or it's that this enforcement now has become more, I would say random, but more political. That there is more a likelihood that the things that will be enforced are the things that this particular administration would like to see publicly expressed about their opinions. It's sort of, she said that there has been an uptick in particular. particularly this kind of political enforcement of rules that were already in place and discretions that were already available.
Does it make you regret having written and told the Trump jokes, and does it make you less likely to do more?
I have thought about this over the last 24 hours, and I think, no, it does not make me regret it. My job is to make fun of the news. If you are in the news, if you would like to protect yourself from my vicious jokes, you are welcome to refrain from being in the news. And I don't want to stop writing jokes about the news and about the people who are in the news. One hopes never to have to stand up for one's principles, but it turns out that in this small way, I believe in freedom of expression enough that I'm willing to continue to make these jokes, even if it means I never get to go to America, which would be a real shame.
Alice, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Alice Fraser and Alice's new book that she was hoping to head to the States to promote, A Passion for Passion.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.